Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The shutdown of a vital trade route between Canada and the United States by freedom truckers protesting Canada's vaccine mandate has closed a Ford plant in Detroit because they can't get the imported parts over a bridge. Instead of negotiating with truckers, leaders are now throwing their weight around. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement Thursday, and she called on Canadian officials to take all necessary and appropriate steps to immediately and safely reopen traffic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighborhoods.
It should be noted, if Canada simply ended the vaccine mandate, the Freedom Convoy would be heading on down the road. Texas Health and Human Services is reporting the number of abortions performed in Texas fell by 60% in the first month after the heartbeat abortion law went into effect. Senate Bill 8 prohibits nearly all abortions as soon as a heartbeat is detected. USA Radio News.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Here's more on the Bob Saget death last month.
New information is out on the death of Full House star Bob Saget. His family confirms he had a brain bleed after accidentally hitting the back of his head. They believe he didn't realize his injury and died in his sleep at a Florida hotel last month. As far as just how common these brain bleeds are, ABC News chief medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America,
we have to do some mini med school here and look at the anatomy of the brain. There's blood vessels there. This is a very unforgiving organ for trauma, but it's a closed space. You have the hard skull, you have the soft brain, and in between that, a little bit of bleeding can cause compression on the brain and in some cases can be fatal. So is this something that is common? No, but can it happen? Yes.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With no changes in the science, more and more states are rolling back mask mandates for adults. The least affected age group from COVID-19 is the children, and they are still required to wear masks in schools. Republican Representative Mary Miller slammed Democrat leaders in Illinois Thursday after officials in her home state announced the end of the mask mandates for everyone except schools.
Well, their hypocrisy knows no shame, and they are losing the polls. That's why they're backing off on this mandate. But the fact that they won't lift them for school children is, I just can't believe it. It's, they've bungled this, the way they've handled this virus from the beginning. The blue states are ridiculous. I mean, I know someone that joined the exodus of citizens out of Illinois to Tennessee last year. The 7- and 4-year-old were being required to wear masks to play soccer outdoors. As soon as they arrived in Tennessee, the masks were off. And the people in Illinois have had it with our hypocrite governor. He's been seen multiple times violating his own edicts.
Representative Miller opines on Newsmax TV about older kids walking out of schools in protest of mask coverings.
I applaud them. It's about time. I think what we're going to leave our children and grandchildren depends on what we're doing now. God created us to be free and relational people.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got the senior fellow at the Hoover Institution and the author of The Dying Citizen, Victor Davis Hanson, with us. VDH, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we talk about your book, which has been out since, fourth quarter of last year, which is... on its face, is something that America in total needs to be aware of and re-engage. But before we get to that, I wanted to address something you wrote about recently, which was the Russian appeasement and that it was a left-wing monopoly. Break it down for our audience, if you would.
Well, contrary to the narrative, if you look at the actual evidence, we started appeasing Putin in 2009 with Hillary Clinton's reset in Geneva, and that was a reaction to George Bush's sanctions after Putin went into Georgia in 2008, thinking that Bush was a lame duck president and had problems in Iraq. So that should tell us something, that whenever there's a perception of weakness or transition, Putin moves. And then we remember that led to the hot mic in 2012 when Obama basically said, we get rid of, he didn't say it explicitly, but I'll be flexible on missile defense, give me space, my last election, and it was a trifecta. We got rid of missile defense, Obama got elected, Putin behaved, and he waited, and then he went in 2014 to Ukraine and Crimea. And then we had the Russian collusion hoax, which was very strange because this pretext was Trump was soft as Hillary and Biden and Obama had been, but actually he obliterated mercenaries who attacked us in Syria. He pumped oil as we never had done, crashed the world price, it hurt Russia. He demanded sanctions on the Nord Stream project as it was starting, sanctioned more oligarchs, got out of an asymmetrical missile deal, and pretty much said that Putin was an enemy, even though he didn't he talked gently, but if you actually look what he did, it was pretty tough. And yet he was called by everybody from Clapper to John Brennan, I think the word was treacherous Russian asset. And now we're back to another administration, and what's the first thing we do is we tell Putin, Biden did, to knock off the hacking, reminiscent of Obama's words, but he said, if you're going to do it, here are 16 institutions we don't want you to hack. He gave them a list. So, and then there was Afghanistan, and here we are again. So there is a pattern through four administrations. When there's ever a perception of hesitancy or outreach, Putin will react as he does by trying to pressure the former republics of the Soviet Union, and he did not do that from 2017 to 2020, and that my point was that was ironic because that's the period the left said that we were appeasing Putin, and that was the only period when we were deterrent.
Exactly. The period when Donald Trump was Putin's puppet, right?
Yeah. It didn't. I mean, we sold offensive weapons to Ukraine, and Obama had never done that, and yet he was impeached for supposedly being soft on Russia and not helping Ukraine. But when you actually look, he only delayed it, and then he gave more aid than Obama did. But more importantly, he sold them anti-tank weapon, anti-plane, anti-SAM missile type of technology, and Obama had failed to do that. And you can really see that. That's just not rhetoric, because Alexander Vindman, who was really the architect of the first impeachment with the so-called whistleblower and Adam Schiff, he's been writing furious op-eds as if he's the deer in the headlights. He just cannot believe it, that he worked so hard to get rid of Trump, and now he's angry that Biden, he thinks, is appeasing Russia, and he's not helping Ukraine. And he had a president that was doing all he could for Ukraine, and Vindman, for domestic political reasons, wanted him out.
And you've got Biden in the lap of Russia like you can't believe, because they know the Biden family business in the background is dirty, don't they?
They do. And as I pointed out in that article, that was not aberrant either, because we're going back to Uranium One, when Hillary Clinton sort of oversaw a State Department committee that gave permission for almost 20% of North American uranium to be sold to a Russian company who had ties to a bank that paid Bill Clinton, remember, $500,000 to speak in Moscow. And then we remember also that the mayor of Moscow, the mayor's widow, I should say, of Moscow, one of the richest women in Russia, gave Hunter Biden's companies an aggregate $3.5 million, and we don't know what for. So both the Clintons and the Bidens were compromised because their family, and that's not even getting into the foundation that Peter Schweizer traced millions of dollars in this period when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, came through Russia. And yet we're still talking about the pings and the Trump Tower, supposedly from an Alpha Bank or something, that the Inspector General of the DOJ said didn't exist. So it's really remarkable how myth triumphed over reality.
Well, and of course, colluding in all this has been the mainstream media. They're missing in action on these these critical issues, whether we're talking about Hunter Biden. We've got the release of Miranda Devine's new book, Laptop from Hell, that is so unbelievable. I mean, Victor, in my assessment, that book, that really, really makes Joe Biden a lame duck president. There's no way that he could possibly survive a reelection.
Yeah, and that was the key. You know, we got mired in, was the election rigged, and Trump, sometimes he got fixated on the actual votes. But actually, the greater issue was changing the voting laws in key states, contrary to the constitutionally mandated prerogative of the Constitution. Two was the infusions of $419 million by Mark Zuckerberg to absorb the proper role of registrars and to warp the election. And then the complete suppression, as you say, of the Hunter Biden story, which would have broken up, I think, the election had social media pursued it or just allowed it to be circulated.
Exactly.
And so that was a really key decision. And then we had kind of the ancillary to that was the James O'Keefe breaking into his home, humiliated him, arresting him, but never to this date charging him for the possession of a diary, which he didn't obtain. It was given to him. I mean, he didn't go out and find it. And then he took a lot of legal steps to examine whether he should release it. He hadn't released it. So it was almost like the FBI became the personal retrieval service in the case of a laptop, getting a copy of it but not disclosing it and keeping a lid, and on the case on the diary, trying to find out who had it and forcing them. And all of these things are really mysterious.
Well, and then don't forget, they go in, they break into Rudy Giuliani's office, not really break in, but then they go ahead and he says, well, don't you want the laptop? You know, you're taking everything else. You don't want the, no, we don't want the laptop. Well, that's suspicious.
It is, and I think it's a symptom that when you're in a constitutional society like our own, and you don't have a media that's symmetrical, in other words, the left feels now that the media is fused with it, then you lose deterrence. So every president, Republican or Democrat, is capable of doing a lot of damage given the power they hold. But what prevents them is an active, disinterested, fair media that will report even miscues or bad behavior of people that they sympathize with. But when you don't have that, we started with Obama. It was a love fest.
I'll tell you what. We've got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Victor Davis Hanson after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Victor Davis Hanson. Victor, I want you to pick up where you left off in terms of historically looking back in terms of this media that is MIA.
Yeah, I just think with Obama, we've never had coverage that was so obsequious for the 8 years of the Obama administration. And then when Trump came in, it was very eerie. I mean, the Shorenstein Center at Harvard said that 93% of the coverage, they never had a figure like that, was negative of Trump in his first 3 months alone. And then we had people like Jim Rutenberg of the New York Times, Christiane Amanpour of CNN, Jorge Ramos of Univision saying, we're not disinterested. We can't be. This guy poses such an existential threat. We've got to be partisan. And that we've lost this idea, and with the loss of that idea of a fair media, the left-wing politicians have decided they can get away with anything because they will never be held to account. And you see that with Andrew Cuomo as the most egregious example, and how he helped destroy CNN, which is, for all practical purposes, destroyed as a news agency.
Right. I mean, it doesn't matter that you killed 18,000 people. We're going to get you on some sexual harassment issues, but let you off the hook totally for the deaths of 18,000 seniors. Unbelievable.
Give him an Emmy Award. Remember that?
We get Emmy exactly on top of it. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Victor, so where do we go from here? I mean, the brain damage, the psychological damage, the American people, I almost think sometimes we must be suffering from PTSD because it's almost like we're playing chess on multi-level boards here, and Republicans think it's one way, but the Democrats, because they're able to shift from one level to the next, and they're unindictable. And what I'm concerned about, and I've mentioned this to a couple of aspiring candidates, I said, let's not go in there with your Fanner 50s flaring here and firing guns and going crazy and going into, wasting all your political capital and time trying to run these investigations that aren't going to garner any results. They're going to lie through their teeth. They're going to continue. I mean, you have Hillary Clinton, for example, dead to rights. She's destroying property and material that is important to an investigation, and nothing happens to her. So why even bother?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they will take the House. I think there's a good chance they'll take the Senate. And there's a division in Republicans. One is the Old Testament eye for an eye. Let's do to them what they did to us. And the other is the Sermon on the Mount. Let's move on. But I think that's a false dichotomy. I think if they're going to stop that abuse, rather than having these showy Benghazi-like hearings that didn't lead, they're going to have to just quietly and professionally start to make fundamental changes. They're going to have to, I think they really need to break up the FBI and move it maybe to Kansas City, or take these agencies and they're going to have to get rid of the non-civil service echelons, or that produced Comey and McCabe and Mueller. Mm. There's something wrong, and take the FBI out, take the CIA, and start to make fundamental reform within those agencies. And try to, you're not going to get any help from the Democrats because they're all left-wing, but that type of stuff. Same with the IRS, the DOJ, Pentagon. And I think Trump's problem was that he rhetorically sounded revolutionary and confrontational. But when you actually look at how did Fauci sustain that career for so long when he was undermining Trump, and you had Mattis and you had all these people. So Trump would have been better to put his arm around Fauci and say, this guy is a decorated public health servant. He's a wonderful man. He'll be retiring tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Exactly.
And do that with a lot of those people. But
right.
I think he was trying to reach out, but he was also having divisive rhetoric. Would have been better to have unifying rhetoric and just piecemeal, but serially get rid of these people because they were constantly trying to destroy his administration. I don't know how you get rid of them or do it, but I have a feeling that just holding a showy congressional investigation is not going to do it. You've got to quietly behind the scenes start to dismantle the people that are there that are not civil service employees, especially at DOJ and the Pentagon and the FBI and the CIA. And I think it would be very wise to look at some of these agencies and say, do you have to be in this incestuous landscape of Washington, D.C., where one guy, Amanda McCabe, his wife is running for office, and then she's getting Clinton money, and then Andrew McCabe is involved in the Clinton email investigation, that kind of
Exactly.
You'll never get rid of that unless you get it out of there.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. The other thing, I assess that Donald Trump may have underestimated the depth of the deep state. And that, you know, to your point, that he probably would have been better off maybe picking and choosing his battles. But, you know, he's a true CEO and a chief executive officer looks at the holistic body. And when you have limited time here, it wasn't like he could be there for 15 years to clean the mess up. It's kind of like, you know, you wake up one day and you go, gosh, I'm fat. I need to lose some weight here. Well, you know, maybe it's taken you 15 years to get to that point. You're not going to lose that in 15 days, right?
Yeah, I'm not. I think also he was confronted with the fact that he was the first president, I think, in either one of our memories, who came into office with a hostile bipartisan establishment at State Department, Pentagon, that Republican, the Romney Republican Bush wing, which you know, had a lot of Never Trumpers. They felt that he was an existential threat, as more so than even the Democrats. So when he looked at talent, and he looked at places where I work, Hoover, or we looked at Heritage, or looked at AEI, or some of the universities for the traditional pool of Republican, you know, lawyers or defense analysts that would go into the Pentagon. They weren't there. In fact, they were hostile to him. So he didn't really, as a third-party person who ran against the administrative state, there were not a lot of people who were willing to even work for him. And they actually, it was worse than that when you look at things like Anonymous and the leaking and what finally John Kelly and Jim Mattis and all the generals turned on him. And so there wasn't, that's something that if he's going to run again, he's going to need to get a pool names of 500 or 600 people that when he, if he were to win again, that they come in a big way, pre-selected. Mm-hmm. I don't think that when he won, he had any idea that that was
going
it never had happened before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might send him the book from Norman Vincent Peale, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, to your point, he'd have been better off putting his arm around somebody and, you know, and exiting them in a, you know, in a reasonable way, not with a New York state of mind sort of way that he did.
Yeah, I think that Comey was out to destroy him from the beginning, and I think McCabe was. We know Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. We know major play. I think Mueller's team, I don't know if Mueller was aware of it, but his dream team was out to destroy Trump. And there were people that, when you have a guy like Vindman on the National Security White House, and he's listening to every phone call you do, and he's a complete rank partisan, then you've got problems. And then yet, when he waited and then he got rid of him, he put him back to the Pentagon, but he started tweeting about him and all that. And it would have been better to just find out who is not on your side, praise him, and say, I want that guy out. And I think they did that the last 3 or 4 months. They started, before the election, they started to get wise. O'Brien at National Security and some people in Pompeo at State. But like you said, it was a gargantuan task given the years of entrenchment.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your book, Dying Citizen, which was released in fourth quarter last year, you talk about these historical forces that has led to this crisis of the dying citizen. Can we be revived, Victor? We got about a minute left here.
Yeah, I hope so. I think I don't want to be a partisan, but I think we saw a solution to the border under Trump, that a wall and pressure on Mexico and Central America and on employers solved that problem finally, and then it dissipated. I think we solved the problem of optional military engagements in the Middle East by being energy independent and helping our allies. That's gone. I think we saw that he was taking steps against the deep state. He was the first person to confront China. China was never going to liberalize, the more magnanimous we were to it. So there were elements of his MAGA agenda that I think solved some of the crisis that I was talking about.
I do, too. I agree with you. Senior fellow at the Hoover Institute and author of The Dying Citizen, Victor Davis Hanson, has been with us. Victor, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. And the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The shutdown of a vital trade route between Canada and the United States by freedom truckers protesting Canada's vaccine mandate has closed a Ford plant in Detroit because they can't get the imported parts over a bridge. Instead of negotiating with truckers, leaders are now throwing their weight around. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement Thursday, and she called on Canadian officials to take all necessary and appropriate steps to immediately and safely reopen traffic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighborhoods.
It should be noted, if Canada simply ended the vaccine mandate, the Freedom Convoy would be heading on down the road. Texas Health and Human Services is reporting the number of abortions performed in Texas fell by 60% in the first month after the heartbeat abortion law went into effect. Senate Bill 8 prohibits nearly all abortions as soon as a heartbeat is detected. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. We were able to get his attention because he was in line to pick up one of these crack pipes. I think he's going for the Hunter Biden specially designed crack pipe that we, the people, are spending an inordinate amount of money. How many millions of dollars are they saying that they're putting into this, DeRoy?
I think it's $30 million, Bill. It's good to talk to you. One more day, one more amazing story here, courtesy of our friends, the Democrats. And I was thinking about getting maybe a Cheech and Chong pipe, but I think it's stuck to marijuana. This is a little harder. And I thought maybe there's a Marion Barry edition. You know, that was the former mayor of Washington, D.C., was caught on camera, on police surveillance camera, smoking crack back in the, I guess, sometime in the 90s, if I'm not wrong. So maybe I can get a sort of monogrammed edition.
My question is based on Miranda Devine's book, is if the big guy is going to get his beak wet on this $30 million investment, and, you know, we have 10% set aside for the big guy there, and, and maybe what it is, you buy a painting from Hunter Biden and, you know, get a couple of, designer crack pipes.
Free crack pipe with purchase of expensive painting. There you go. What a wonderful
How insane is this, DeRoy? I mean, here it is. Oh, yeah, by the way, we've got fentanyl coming through the border like crazy. 100,000 people died of overdose last year. And our answer is, you know, don't give them cake. We're going to give them crack pipes.
Yeah, it's really stunning. And again, I've been having this conversation now with you and our listeners. I've been having a conversation with other people on the phone and in person. And we can't make this stuff up. You just can't invent it. You cannot take drugs strong enough to hallucinate the things that actually are happening in reality. You know, you've got this. You've got the border wide open. There was just some guy who was involved in arson in Wisconsin during the George Floyd riots. He set a fire that killed somebody, died in the fire this guy set. He's only going to get 10 years. I mean, you can't invent this stuff. And it's it's not like you can't invent the stuff because it's so good. It's because it's so bad, so twisted, so bizarre. And you think somewhere, especially after the big losses the Democrats suffered in November, you know, Glenn Youngkin winning in November, and I think even the police chief in Seattle, of all places, being a Republican, that somebody there would tap the brakes or say, you know, yeah, we've taken a bit far. Let's dial it back a little bit. But it seems like there is no brake. There's just an accelerator. And the donkeys have just got the gas pedal all the way to the floor.
Exactly.
As they come up with this stuff, and nobody there says, you know, that might sound a little weird, or maybe we ought to put that one back, send that one back for further research. Like, no, this sounds great. Let's do this. The people love it.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
People say, wait, you want taxpayers to pay for crack pipes for crackheads? Really?
Yeah. Right.
Really?
Well, but there's more. Let me tell you. I don't know about if you read about this one. I mean, here it is. We've got people, particularly in the Northeast, that are freezing their tails off right now. Their gas bills, their home oil bills have gone through the roof. Forget about being energy independent. Our southern border is compromised. We've got people being flown into the interior of the country that are involved with gangs, sex, drugs, human trafficking, rock and roll, you name it. But no big deal. I mean, almost what do we have? Well over a million, maybe even higher. People.
Almost, it's about 1.9.
Almost 2 million. Almost 2 million. Exactly. Just this last year, okay. And meanwhile, we're supposed to have a million legal immigrants coming in who say, you know, they're supported, they're sponsored, they're going to pay their own way and everything. And we only let 400,000 of those in, which normally we let a million. We invite because they're all fully vetted. It's all done appropriately according to the laws and immigration guidelines and all that. And meanwhile, with all, you know, all this insanity of if it's not enough, like you say, tap the brakes, the Biden administration has another idea, and that's it. Let's go and we'll spend $8 million developing an app to study the sex habits of transgender teenagers. Like you said, you can't make this stuff up.
Transgender teenagers, sorry, we're going to study them, which I assume means what? We are going to pay them to have sex? I mean, it's just astonishing. I mean, it really is. And I can think $8 million. How about using that money for scholarships for teenagers who do really well in school so that they can have an opportunity to go to college, maybe if they come from low-income homes and couldn't afford it otherwise?
Right.
That might be a better thing to do with $8 million. Now we're going to study the sex habits of transgender teenagers. I don't think teenagers, unless they're over 18, should be having sex, transgender or otherwise. I mean, maybe it happens, but and maybe it's not really the kind of thing that the government should be encouraging. Call me old-fashioned, but it's just insane, and I really hope that people have the opportunity in November and in some cases even primaries to put people in who are not, you know, fully, completely, totally gaga. You know, I take half gaga at this point, but these people are just beyond bonkers. I mean, the folks who are now make Bill Clinton look like Barry Goldwater.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the insanity, like bad yeast, has influenced and permeated every aspect of the Beltway, sadly. And the midterms and going forward, the voters have to think in terms of how do we reclaim our country? We've got to put people into office who have the courage and the integrity to go in to serve the people and not serve themselves. And this is going to be a tough battle, DeRoy, because the paradigm is so well established. I mean, for decades, what Nancy Pelosi has been able to get away with, I mean, she has set the standard of quid pro quo. And Biden family and the corrupt, I'd say by and large, yes, I know it goes on both sides of the aisle, but it seems like the Democrats, you know, they're like 10-degree black belts when it comes to corruption and all this graft. Republicans, you know, they're not quite as good, and that's not to say that they don't try, but there's some that's there because that, unfortunately, is the order of the day on the Beltway. And I'm sad to say it that way, and I just sound like so cynical, but that's what I hear all the time. I don't hear anything coming out of the Beltway that says, oh, Bill, you got it wrong. I mean, here's all these great things that these politicians have done for us.
Yeah, you know, they definitely, what's the word I want to use here? I guess cover themselves in glory, if you will, to a degree, in terms of their ability to pick stocks, their ability to take salaries of about $175,000 a year and parlay them into, I believe Nancy Pelosi's worth something like $200 million or something in that realm. She has, I believe, five different residences in California, including her own winery in Napa Valley. That's kind of cool, right? And she's been able to do this with her $175,000 or $180,000 a year salary. Her husband is, of course, a banker, but people actually follow her stock picks, and she outpaces the Dow Jones, the S&P, Wilshire 5000. I mean, she's just has an amazing, amazing ability to pick stocks, kind of like Hillary Clinton did. And right. these people show up in Washington, D.C., making these, you know, healthy but not certainly not abundant salaries, and turn themselves into multimillionaires. Just amazing how that works. And
well,
a lot of it is just, you know, I presume using information that they learn on the inside that makes it possible for them to cash in on the outside.
Well, the fact of the matter is Miranda Devine made it right, real clear in the book, Laptop from Hell, DeRoy, is unbeknownst to the American people and the voters, is these politicians have sold us out. They went in and sold our country out to these oligarchs, whether it's Russians, the Chinese. I mean, this is why we're hard-pressed to control our destiny. I mean, it's something as obvious as, you know, when Donald Trump looked at it and said, gosh, you know, if we go to war, we don't even have control of the steel. You know, what are we going to do here? You know, these natural resources, things that you need for national security, we don't even have under our purview and control. And where are we at today? I mean, we're one-time energy independent. We're on the brink of a potential World War III with Russia, and we're buying oil from them. We're counting on them to give us our oil, give us their oil. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know, it's a little hard to fight a war with lumber, right?
Exactly.
If here you couldn't because of the spotted owls and all the limits on logging.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, could you imagine?
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, we've really got our dairy heirs in a sling over this, or I should say over a barrel, because of the supply chain problem. You know, China, I think, still controls a lot of the base ingredients for our medications. You mentioned the whole steel situation. Other important goods, chips, we're begging for microchips for all sorts of purposes, and we're trying to get that stuff in from Asia and elsewhere. You know, I tried to get a chai tea latte at Starbucks a couple days ago. They said, oh, sorry, we haven't seen any of that in days. That stuff's been missing since sometime last week. Maybe we'll get some later. So, I mean, it's just this, you know, mini Venezuela type situation where the kind of products we take for granted, you can pick up anytime you like. All of a sudden, we can't get it because the supply chain thing is completely in dysfunction. We still have all these freighters floating off the coast of Long Beach.
Exactly. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, and we've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, because they're in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. A great start to 2022 is within reach with an Amazon Prime membership. With shopping, entertainment, and even savings benefits, Prime helps members save time and money and stay entertained in the new year. Prime members get exclusive savings and deals, plus fast, free delivery on millions of everyday items. Not to mention free 2-hour grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and exclusive discounts and free pickup from Whole Foods Market in select areas. And one of Prime's newest benefits gives members savings on prescriptions at more than 60,000 local pharmacies nationwide, plus Amazon Pharmacy, where Prime members get free 2-day shipping. That's not all. Prime is bringing the fun to the new year with access to movies, shows, music, and more on Prime Video and Amazon Music, all included with Prime membership. To learn more or sign up for a 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, you recently wrote about Biden's wide-open border. I mean, this isn't by accident. This is a long-game strategy that is deliberately being thrust upon the American people.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, we've seen over the last year under Joe Biden, the southern, I put in quotes, border, quote unquote, being wide open. And if this had just been a month or two where it took them a while to get their sea legs and get things under control, that'd be one thing. But after 1 year of seeing just 1 month after another of people coming across the border in the realm of 200,000 people per month, adding up to about 1.96 million illegals on the southern frontier during Biden's watch from February 1 of last year to December 31 of last year. You have to assume that this is deliberate, that they want this to happen, and that this is not an accident or incompetence. This is a very deliberate policy, and I think people have said this is one of Biden's greatest failures. I think it may be his greatest success. I think he has succeeded enormously in what he and the Democrats are trying to do, which is bring as many illegals across the border as possible. But once they're here, they're going to stay here. And I've described these people as FDA, future Democrats of America. And their view is that these people will come in and the majority of them will vote Democrat out of great, I'm sure, abundant gratitude for having been welcomed into the United States of America. These people are coming in without, very many of them without COVID tests. Some of them who are tested do have COVID. They're getting free bus tickets to go in, to come across the country. Secret flights on airplanes for free to come into Westchester Airport after the airport closes when no one's around with these secret clandestine flights. And once they're here, they're here. And now, if God forbid, the voting rights bill, that so-called voting rights bill, the Democrats pass, they want same-day registration so you can walk right up the polls on election day. There's no time for you to be vetted and checked out for your citizenship or anything else. They don't want voter ID cards. You can vote in Spanish, Chinese, lots of other languages. So I think their goal is not to wait until these people are naturalized so that maybe they can vote Democrat. I think they're one of them voting Democrat this year. And their cynical effort to bring them in on night flights very often into swing states to build up their populations of people who they think will vote Democrat. I think it's that cynical, I think it's that evil, and I think it's that deliberate.
And that's what I've been concerned about, is that, you know, we hear about these flights and we know about Westchester and others, but it's looking and breaking it down to say, okay, how many flights are going into Florida? How many flights going into Texas? What are they doing? Is this purposely designed in order to change the demographics of these once Republican strongholds, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of what they intend to do here. There's a great quote. I have my piece. This piece is at foxnews.com. I encourage people to take a look at it. And I quote someone named Alessio Medina. He's at the Service Employees International Union. He said that he believes immigrants, quote, will create a governing coalition for the long term, not just for an election cycle. And Jennifer Palmieri said, quote, a critical component of the Democrat Party's future electoral success is to get the DACA designees, the people who are brought in by their parents, 800,000 of them, to get them into citizenship, get them voting. So I think this is not a mistake. This is what the Democrats want. And as you say, they're very often either bring them into Texas, which is kind of wobbly as it is now, other states like that. If you have close elections where we've seen people elected to Congress, Claudia Tenney here in New York by, I think it was a grand total of like 53, 54 votes. Some people have won seats with less than that. And if they can get these people voting in tight elections, that can make all the difference. And if Biden's only in, you know, one term, and you get 2 million people in per year, that's 8 million brand-new, probably pro-Democrat voters. I mean, this is cynical, disgusting. I frankly think it's treasonous. And for this the kind of thing to go on, not just because of incompetence, but I think through a very, very witting and deliberate action, is utterly unconscionable, probably illegal and perhaps even worth impeachment.
Yeah, without a doubt. And DeRoy, how do you, in a way, this is kind of an inverse of voter suppression, because you are, in a sense, you're suppressing the vote of qualified American citizens, are you not?
You're certainly diluting the votes of qualified American citizens. This is something happening here in New York City, where I was opposed to it, but the city council anyway, approved a new bill to let foreign citizens vote in our local elections. Totally outrageous, bizarre, absurd, and unconstitutional under the 15th Amendment. As a matter of fact, yours truly and three others have now sued the New York City Board of Education, Board of Elections, New York City Board of Elections, to overturn this law. The 15th Amendment to the Constitution says you cannot have a measure for voting that is based on racial purposes or for racial basis. And during the debate in the New York City Council, they were talking about, yeah, this will increase Hispanic voting power. This will increase Asian voting power. It'll decrease white power because white people have too much influence, et cetera, et cetera. If this is the rationale, that is a total violation of the 15th Amendment to the Constitution. So we have filed that lawsuit here in New York State Supreme Court, and we wait further action. With any luck, that law will be thrown out, and we'll have one less slice of wackiness going on in this country.
And the thing that people need to understand is the Democrats and progressives are nonstop. I mean, they may lose this battle, but then they're going to retrofit, and it'll be back again. I mean, this is the kind of snake that keeps regenerating its head. So, people got to understand, you just got to keep lopping its head off, right?
I totally agree with you, and I don't like this, but I must say I admire and respect the left for their relentlessness. They never stop. They never give up. Just when you think they've been defeated, they take about 2 minutes to catch their breath, and they're coming right back at you again. I mean, these are just ferocious people. Our side, unfortunately, we tend to win and say, okay, we won, we all can go back to sleep now. And the left doesn't do that. I mean, I don't know when these people sleep. I don't know when they eat. I don't know when they go to the bathroom. I don't know when they have time to reproduce. And they just go, go, go. And it's just nonstop with them. And I don't like that. But, boy, I must say I must give them grudging respect as an opponent for their utter, complete relentlessness.
Well, the world, or at least the United States, the rest of the country, is our eyes are on New York to see what is happening. I mean, we start to see these mandates are starting to unravel. I believe that it's almost like the war is over, the people quite haven't got the memo yet. They've just been so used to being scared, you know, and at each other's throats and causing fights on airlines because God forbid that you would lower your mask to take a bite of the food that the, you know, the attendant just gave you, that is some sort of violation. I mean, this is, I'll tell you, the brain damage that has been thrust upon the American people, it's almost like we're suffering from PTSD. We're going to need some serious therapy, I think.
I think you're right, and I think we have some people who, like you and me, and probably our listeners, we're done with this. We've had it. We can't get back to normal quickly enough. But there's another cohort that somehow I think finds some comfort in being in this sort of like, you know, kind of combat-like situation. Maybe it gives them a sense of drama, like, wow, I'm in the middle of a really, you know, historical occasion, or something like that. I think there are people who love the masks. They love it as some sort of a prop to show that they're maybe like an extra in a big, big, huge Hollywood production or something. And you know, I've heard several people say, oh, I love my mask. I'm never going to give it up. Well, you know, if that's the way you want to live your life, then go for it. But we need to end the mandates on the ground, certainly up in the air, and stop telling people they've got to wear masks. I mean, they don't accomplish very much. They're a nuisance for people like you and me. If you're a five, six, 7-year-old in school, you're not learning to connect language with lip reading. And we've learned one thing in COVID, which is how much reading of lips we do. And people wear masks and you hear, blah, 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 blah. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Exactly.
It really has been hindering the intellectual development of little children in our schools. I mean, this mask has got to stop. You know, we've got vaccines if you want them. We've got therapies if you want them. We all should get on with our lives. If you're diabetic or obese or have underlying conditions, take care of yourself. But the rest of us have just got to be allowed to go back to normal after 23 months of this nonsense.
Well, DeRoy, the people that have manipulated the science and put us in this fearful position, we have battled with them from day one because it didn't make sense. And at the end of the day, here we are 2.5 years down the road. You got Joe Rogan, who is being attacked right now. But Joe Rogan didn't say and didn't interview people that we didn't interview. We've been doing this for, 2.5 years, bringing common sense to the American people. But he happens just to be the privileged target right now. And, but at the end of the day, we've got to be able to assess this and say, okay, our freedoms are most important. We've got a John Hopkins report that said that all the lockdowns only did about 0.2% to aid in, in controlling COVID. And so for that 0.2%, we shut down businesses. People lost their jobs. People unnecessarily died as a result of the policies of these prejudiced scientists that I believe did more harm than good on our behalf.
I'd not seen that study, and that's staggering. You're telling me that the difference between the lockdowns and between locking down and not locking down is the difference between 0 and 0.02%.
Yeah, two tenths of 1%. This came from John Hopkins.
And 0.2%. Wow, that's
and it was so powerful, DeRoy, that John Hopkins didn't even send a press release on this. I mean,
big news. They didn't bother to tell anybody about it.
Thing is vetted to the end. I mean, you got very intelligent virologists participating in it. There's, I think, at least a dozen institutions and participants in this conclusion.
That's astonishing. And as you say, this has killed people. I mean, certainly people took precautions to save themselves from COVID, but there are a lot of people who either were too afraid to or unable to see their doctors about heart conditions, about early cancer,
exactly,
or whatever else, and delayed seeing doctors. And, it could have been a stage 1 case of breast cancer. By the time someone's able to get to the hospital or see the doctor, it's now stage 3 or stage 4. And then it's
exactly
Night Irene. So we may end up actually, because of that, as you describe it, we may have killed more people in the effort to save ourselves from COVID than we actually saved. And if that's the case, then this is one of the biggest disasters in American history.
Without a doubt. He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us. DeRoy, Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You as well, Bill. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.